We're locked in. We're loaded. And four big football games this weekend. Some big news in the NFL. It sounds like Urban Meyer is on his way to the NFL for the first time. Going to take over the job in Jacksonville. And to chat about that, among some other things around the football world, we're joined now by longtime NFL head coach, NFL player, and now the head coach for the Arizona State Sun Devils. He's been on the show before. It's always great of him to take time. Here is Herm Edwards. How you doing, Herm?
I'm well, thank you, man. Good to be back on you guys' show.
Thank you very much for doing this, and you're the perfect guy to talk to. You've seen it on both sides. You coach in college. You played and coached in the NFL. If and when this happens, if Urban Meyer steps into the NFL in Jacksonville, what kind of advice would you give to him, because he's never done it before?
Oh, I would just tell Urban, Urban and any coach, just be yourself, and he's going to do that. Coaching is coaching. You know, the NFL players want to know how can you help them win and how can you help them stay in the league. College players want to know how can you get to the league, right?
Right.
So it's all a matter of the way you go about things. And he's very organized. The big thing for him, like any coach, is hiring a good staff, because at the end of the day, you coach everybody. You don't coach one side of the ball. You coach your coaches. You want to create a culture where guys can be successful. And if you can do that and win, he'll be fine.
Well, he's walking into a good situation there because they're likely taking Trevor Lawrence first overall. And I'm sure, obviously, you know him better than any of us would. You know, what's he getting here? What is Trevor Lawrence at the NFL level, in your opinion?
Well, hopefully, like all those quarterbacks that you picked that high, will be the face of your franchise for a decade. And if that be the case, and you surround him with the players needed to win, you're going to have a long stay. You're going to have a good career. I mean, most coaches that stay in that league for a long period of time, they're married to the quarterback. And if the quarterback's a good player, you're going to have an opportunity to win a lot of football games. And he's getting a good one. He's getting a young guy with a lot of ability, great arm talent, and he can run too. I mean, that's the new wave of these young quarterbacks coming out now. They can make the unannounced play. You know, in football anymore, the 11th guy is the quarterback, and you don't defend him. But now defenses are trying to figure out how do we defend the quarterback as well when we call coverage.
Well, this weekend, the four slate of games feature just incredible quarterbacks, clearly. I mean, you got Baker against Mahomes, you got Brady versus Breeze, Jackson versus Allen, Rodgers versus Goff. Of those four, if you could only pick one where it's like, I got to see every snap tonight, which one would you pick, Herm?
Well, I'm going to go with the old guys. I'm rooting for the old fellas, the 40-plus quarterbacks, right? I mean, that's the classic matchup of really two guys that still do it from the pocket. That's going to be interesting. Tampa has gotten a lot better offensively. Bruce Arians is a good friend. We coached in Kansas City together, actually, my first day there with Marty. Drew Brees is a great quarterback as well. I think he was hurt. The first time he wasn't completely well when he came back. So, this will be one of those games where it's going to be a lot of fun to watch him. I mean, they're going to be in the dome, the conditions are going to be perfect, right?
Absolutely, they will be. What about as a coach? Is there one guy you'd want to avoid the most this weekend? Would it be Mahomes? Would it be Rodgers?
You're talking about two dynamic guys with tremendous arm talent and the ability to throw it from all different levels of when they're on the football field. And they make the unannounced play. Now Mahomes can run a little bit more than Aaron likes to run, but as far as hitting the spot on the field with the ball on the run, you can't defend that. I mean, you don't coach those plays once they buy time in the pocket. And the Kansas City offense is just so explosive. They've got a host of runners. They've got tight ends. They got wide receivers. And then they got a quarterback that there's not one spot on the field he can't hit or locate with his arm talent.
Basically you're saying that the Browns have no chance here. Is that what you're
I'm
paraphrasing, obviously.
I'm not saying that so much. I'm saying this is that the one thing they don't have to worry about is they're going into a place where the fans aren't there for the most part.
Right.
They're not going to have to worry about the noise in the stadium. And that is a different an advantage. There's no doubt about that. And I think the Browns, they have some talented players on offense as well now. And if they can run the ball and limit possessions to the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a chance to play in the game. There's no doubt about that. Now, if they want to get into one of those games where it's going to be, okay, we're going to outscore you, then I tell you what, I don't know how that's going to turn out. But if they can run the football and limit some possessions, they'll have a chance.
We're chatting with longtime NFL head coach, NFL player, and the head coach down in Arizona State, Herm Edwards. And I'm seeing a lot of buzz for your team. I mean, we're still – the national championship game just finished about 72 hours ago. So,
yeah.
You know, projecting the 2021 season, it's obviously – it's pretty far down the road. But in the top 25 rankings, there's a lot of people that have your Sun Devils – into that top 25, and you've been there a couple of years now. You've had a couple of recruiting classes. If nothing else, that's got to be gratifying, knowing that the rest of the football world is starting to really pay attention and believe in your program.
Well, it's all about the players. It's about the young men that actually play the game of football, and we've been very fortunate. We've kind of every year picked up a couple players here or there, and now all of a sudden we've got a team that's played together for a little while now. We came in here and started a bunch of freshmen. And they've matured. They've got a lot of game experience. Although we only played four games last year, they still have some experience. But I think now it's all a matter of is just the expectations. You know, how do they handle expectations, right, when people are talking about it? That's the next step for them.
Well, I remember having this conversation when the pandemic originally hit and kind of the world shut down and talking about college recruiting and how difficult it's going to be. And I'm curious as to how the process has gone for you, if you haven't been able to get into the homes of these recruits and be face-to-face. Maybe you have with some, maybe you haven't with others. But how do you gauge, you know, recruiting in the era of COVID-19?
Well, obviously, like everyone else, you got to be able to adjust, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like in life, like in football, anything you do, a plan that can't be changed is a bad plan. So you learn how to adjust. You're in people's homes on the screen. You invite them to university, to your university on a screen. And, you know, it's the way we do business. And it's worked out pretty good for us. And there's also another aspect to it now anymore. It's like pro football. There's college free agency, right, with this portal.
Right.
And that's a little bit of a mess, though. It really is. And I don't think the young people that put their name in the portal actually know how it works. You know, they're actually betting on themselves that somebody's going to give them a scholarship. Well, there's 4,000 kids in the portal. There's not 4,000 scholarships available.
Right. Yeah, that's got to be difficult. I mean, and I guess the players, you know, probably been pushing for some flexibility for a while, and I can understand that. You know, I've always felt like it was unfair to a lot of players that wanted to transfer, and the fact that they might have to sit out or whatever. A little bit more flexibility is probably a good thing, but where do you draw the line on that, Herm?
Well, yeah, and it makes it tough because, you know, we have that many young men in the portal. There's only a limited amount of scholarships. You only get 25 a year.
Right.
Power Five school for the most part. So most of those scholarships are chewed up. And there's another look at it when you think about that. If you play in pre-agency, then maybe you have 25, but maybe you save five. Those five generally would have went to a high school player. Well, now all of a sudden the high school player is kind of – he's cut out of the mix a little bit. So this is a trickle-down effect. It'll be interesting to see how it really works its way out in the next couple of years.
It most certainly will. Well, enjoy the football this weekend. It's going to be a blast. Good luck with the recruiting and the rest of the offseason and positive vibes moving forward in 2021. Really appreciate the time. Thank you, Herm.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. It's going to be a lot of good football.
Yep, cannot wait for you, too. There he is, Herm Edwards, head coach of the Arizona State Sun Devils, one of the best handles going. Sun Devils. I think Matthews is a big Sun Devil supporter.
Well, it's right in his backyard.
Absolutely. I could think of worse places to go to school than Arizona. Yeah,
I think that's a big party school, too.
Massive, massive rep. Massive rep of Arizona State being
I always
a
feel
huge
like
party school.
That would be a place where, like, people are just, like, there's no COVID. Like, they think COVID doesn't exist.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. I wouldn't be surprised at all. And it's just one of those, it's probably a mass, like, usually state schools have 40, 50,000 you know, undergrads, and it's just a bunch of 18, 19, 20-year-olds feel invincible to begin with. You're in the sun. You're like, whatever. You know, because we've seen video of that, like when it was revealed that Matthews had COVID, and who knows how he got it. He may not even know. It doesn't really matter. But when it came out, it was like, oh, let's get the shots of what's going on in downtown Phoenix or Scottsdale or Glendale. And it's just the bars are packed. Like,
I know.
It's all young people. Everyone's in shorts and T-shirts and just cruising around. And
that's tough. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're in a warm climate, at least you want to be outside.